sufficient for every one of us.
刚刚在唱那首江南诗选的时候，神实在是感动我。
Just now when we sing the hymn, it really moved me.
生命的河，喜乐的河，缓缓地流进我心窝。
The river of life flows into my heart.
我们心里面的一些乌云，还有里面的忧愁，全都洒落。
And all the dark clouds is removed.
是不是我们唱的时候有如此的感受？
Did you feel that when you sing that song?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
恩主，我们实在是感谢你。
Gracious Father, we thank you.
主，借着诗歌，主，你把我们带到你的宝座面前。
Through your hymns, you bring us before your throne.
当我们在无力，我们在乌云底下的时候，
when we are weak and under the dark clouds,
你再把那生命的河，把喜乐的河，缓缓地流进我们的心里面。
You give us the river of life and the river of joy into our hearts.
让我们能够再次的重新得力。
So that we can renew our strength.
知道我们如何活在你面前。
So that we know how to live before you.
我们将祷告感谢，都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and praise and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们刚刚在唱，那个吴弟兄说是小孩子唱的歌，耶稣爱我，你还记得吗？
Just now when Brother Wu led us to sing the Jesus Loves Me, do you remember?
在1980年以前，我有一次机会到 Nebraska 一个很小的乡下一个教会里面。
In 1980, I had an opportunity to go to a very small city in Nebraska.
在这个小教会里面，他们那次我刚好是主日去，他们是一个他们叫做奉新的聚会。
And we went to a revival meeting in a very small church.
领会的那位弟兄就是用耶稣爱我这条歌，他们一起在唱。
And the brother that was leading us sang that song, Jesus Loved Me.
这个弟兄大概我看有五十出头了。
And this brother is probably in his 50s.
唱这首诗歌却是满面都是流着泪。
And he was crying.
那我不大明白。
And I did not understand at the time.
聚完会以后，我有机会。他要我到他们家去。
After the meeting, he wants me to go to his house.
我才知道他是一个非常成功的是在 Nebraska 那边一个农夫。
And I found out that he was a very successful farmer in Nebraska.
他有几千亩的地。
He has thousands of acres.
养了几千头的牛。
And he has thousands of cattle.
都是他自己跟他太太这样打出来的。
And his wife and his raise those flocks.
但是他唱那首歌的时候，他却是心那么软，在主面前，他愿意就是再让主在他身上再次的复兴。
And his heart was so soft when he was singing that song. He let the Lord revive his heart.
难怪我看到在80年代、90年代，我们知道在美国我们这个。Missouri, Kansas, 以北这些全部几州都是美国的粮仓。
And no wonder in the 80s and 90s in the in Missouri and Nebraska, this was the place that grow all the crops.
不止美国足够使用，而且还送到全世界去。
Not only was it sufficient for the United States, they also exported a lot of that to other countries.
成为世界的粮仓。
And becomes the source of grain for the whole world.
在富足里面，慢慢的、慢慢的，好像会看到美国人有点离开了神。
And in the abundance, we see that slowly, the U.S. is leaving God.
到了2000年，我觉得世界粮仓已经不在这里。
And in the year 2000, I feel that the warehouse of grain is not here in the U.S.
世界粮仓可以在其他地方找到。
And you can find that in other countries. You can find it in Canada. You can find it in Chile. And you can find it in Europe. Australia.
Australia. 你再看看你开车你再到这美国以前的粮仓去看的话, 好多那些农场都已经关门了。And
you can see that when you're driving, a lot of the farms have been closed.
所以我们不能离开神。
So we cannot leave God.
那我们看一下, 今天我们所要看的经文是在约翰福音第十章。
Let us look at today's passage. It's in John chapter 10.
耶稣用一个很有趣的比喻，他用羊的比喻。
The Lord used a very special parable, and He uses the sheep.
羊跟牧人的关系。
And the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd.
他说，我认识我的羊。
He said, "I know my sheep."
上个礼拜六，
Last Saturday.
我们大人跟小孩出去传福音。
The adults and the young people went out to spread the gospel.
平常我们传福音都是在这个墙以内。
And many times we spread the gospel is within these walls.
你有客人来，我们跟他们传一点福音。
And there are visitors, and then we tell them about the gospel.
这个墙以外，我们就比较少讲。
And outside this wall, we very seldom talk about it.
或者是机会也比较少。
And there are not a lot of opportunities.
在工作的地方好像也不许你讲这些，好像他们所说的所谓的宗教的事情。
And in the place of work, we cannot talk about these things, religious things.
但是我们这暑假，我们就觉得我们应该出去到街头去传一次福音。
And this time during the summer holidays, vacations, we wanted to go out and spread the gospel in the streets.
看看是不是可以找到神的羊。
To see if we can find the Lord's sheep.
还是我们要试试看就是被人家奚落的情形。
Or are we going to face some mockery?
那天下午我们花了3个多小时的时间。
We spent about 3 hours.
在两处的地方我们出去发单张以及传福音。
We went to two different places to give out tracts, gospel tracts.
这些地方我们都觉得就是说可能中国人会去的地方。
And these are places that we think that Chinese will go to.
所以我们在门口我们就先取得他们的允许，我们才去。
And we got their approval before we started to do that.
那我们发了单张，也有中国人，也有美国人。
And we passed out these gospel tracts to Chinese and also to Americans. And I think the children are braver than the adults.
他们最后, 我们是在南边和市场那边, 然后他们觉得说人不多, 他们就跑到街头去发。
When we were at the in front of the host market, they thought that there were not enough people, so they went further to the streets. So we followed them.
那还有弟兄与姊妹当中，我觉得姊妹比弟兄胆量还大。
And between the sisters and the brothers, I think the sisters have more confidence.
至少我的姊妹胆量比我大。
At least my sister has more confidence than I do.
她拿了单张，她可以到处，人家一停车，她就去发。
She can take those tracks, and once people park, she can give it to them.
她看到另外一部车，她说， Robert, 你怎么不过去呢？
When he saw another car parked, he said, Robert, why didn't you go there?
我觉得我的脚有千斤重。
I think my feet are very heavy.
那个人是陌生人。
This person is a stranger.
我觉得我的嘴巴也张不开。
I think my mouth could not open.
实在是很惭愧。
I'm very sorry.
其实我们出去传福音是寻找神的羊。
When we go out to preach the gospel, we are seeking the Lord's sheep.
当我们说出神的话语的时候，他们会有反应的。
When we use the word of the Lord, they will respond.
如果他不是神的羊的话，他不会有反应的。
If they are not the Lord's sheep, then they will not respond.
所以责任好像是在神跟那个羊的关系。
So it seems that it's based on the relationship between the Lord and the sheep.
我们的责任是要把神的福音告诉那个人。
Our responsibility is to tell the gospel to that person.
他跟神的反应，他会有反应的。
And his response, he will respond.
就像今天我们在读的经文里面。
It's like when we read this passage today.
特别是在在中间几节，他说羊听他的声音。
And especially in the the second part of verse 3, he said, "The Lord hear his voice."
而且他按着名叫自己的羊。
And he calls the sheep according to their names.
把羊领出来。
And he led the sheep.
他这边刚开始时候是讲到是那些以色列人。
And when he first talks about was about the Israel.
他们原来都是在律法的圈圈下。
Originally, they are within the bounds of law.
但主耶稣来了以后。
But after Jesus came,
他说他成了那个羊圈的门。
He said he became the gates to the sheep pen.
羊可以从他这个门进出得草吃。
And sheep can go in and out and have access to the pastures.
羊圈只是暂时的。
And this sheep pen is only temporary.
羊圈里面没有草。
And in the pen, there is no pasture.
外面的草场才有草。
And the pasture outside have grass.
所以他说他是那羊的门。
So Jesus said he is the gate of the pen.
羊可以从这门进出，能够得草吃。
He can go in and out of this gate and have access to pasture.
而且他说他来是要叫羊得生命。
And he said he came to have, so that the sheep can have life.
而且得的更丰盛。
And have it more abundantly.
如果你看到那个小字的话，羊或作人。
And if you look at the small word, it says, or people.
羊如何能够听到这声音呢？
How can the sheep hear the voice?
我们今天听声音，可能人家叫我们是用那个cell phone 在叫我们。
Or maybe today when people call us, it's by the cell phone.
我们电话一响，哎，我们就知道有人要叫我们。
And when it rings, we know that somebody is calling us.
但是神叫我们却不是用那个 cell phone.
When God calls us, it's not using a cell phone.
但有时候有，可能是弟兄姐妹在打电话找你。
Sometimes it's because brothers and sisters are calling you.
但是大部分神是用他的话讲在我们心里里面。
And most of the time, God uses words to tell us in our heart.
我们必须要有一个敏感的心。
So we have to have a sensitive heart.
他的声音时常是在我们周围。
His voice is in our surroundings.
在生命记三十章十九节这么说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19 it says,
这是摩西对他的百姓所说的。
And this is what Moses said to the people.
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证。
This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses.
我将生死祸福陈明在你面前。
That I have set before you life and death.
所以你要拣选生命。
Now choose life.
使你和你的后裔都得存活。
So that you and your children may live.
且爱耶和华你的神。
Love, Yahweh your God.
听从他的话。
Listen to his word.
再讲一遍，听从他的话。
Listen to his word.
专靠他。
Trust in him.
因为他是你的生命。
Because he is your life.
你的日子长久，也在乎他这样。
And the length of your days depends on that.
这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示所应许之地上居住。
So you can live in the land of your ancestors, Jacob and Isaac
and Abraham.
And Abraham. And last time my message talks about Jesus is that promised land.
我们需要进去这美地居住。
We need to go into that land to live there.
就像神带领以色列人出了埃及, 他要他们进入那美地。
And it's like Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt to enter into this land.
里面最重要的一个就是要听他的话, his voice.
The important thing is listen to his voice.
你知道在中东他们羊圈的时候有时候是共用。
In the Middle East, sometimes the sheep pen is used, shared by other by many shepherds.
晚上这牧羊人把所有的羊全部赶进这个羊圈。
And at night, they take all the sheep to go into this pen.
然后他们可以休息。
So that they can rest.
第二天早晨起来的时候, 他们的羊跟其他的羊已经都混在一块。
The next day, all the sheep are mixed up.
那如何你把这些羊分开呢?
How do you separate the sheep?
他们每一个牧人都有不一样的声音。
Every shepherd has a different voice.
他只要一喊, 属于他的羊就慢慢的就出来了。
All he has to do is call and his sheep will follow him.
不是属于他的羊不会动的。
Those that does not belong to him will not move.
这是一个生命的原则。
And this is a principle of life.
是一个很奇妙的原则。
It's a very wonderful principle.
今天我们是属于神的人, 我们也可以听到他的声音。
And today, we belong to him and we can hear his voice.
所以你祷告的时候, 你说, 哎, 神有跟我, 啊, 讲话。
So when we pray, you say, yes, the Lord spoke to me.
那其他人可能会问你说, 我怎么没有听到那声音呢?
And other people may ask you, how come I didn't hear that voice?
但我们说, 我却听到的声音很清楚。
You may say that I definitely heard the voice, it's very clear.
因为我们是属于他的羊。
Because we belong to him.
还记得在撒母耳记的时候, 这么说。
And in Samuel, it says,
啊, 撒母耳记上, 15章22节。
1 Samuel, Chapter 15, verse 22.
撒母耳说,耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭,岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢?
Samuel said, Does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
顺服胜于公羊的脂油。
And to heed is better than the fat of rams.
再一次这边讲到他的话。
Here again it says the voice of the Lord. So the voice of the Lord is very important. Many times we have to have we study the Bible ourselves. And we have to put the word of the Lord in our heart. So that when we hear his voice, we can respond.
诗篇95篇第7节他这么说
Psalm 95 verse 7 it says
因为他是我们的神
For he is our God
我们是他草场的羊
And we are the people of his pasture
是他手下的民
And the flock under his care
我愿你们今天听他的话
Today if you hear his voice
在这里又是讲到他的话
Here again it talks about his voice
所以神的话是非常重要
So the voice of God is very important. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, he said, Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in with him. And he with me.
这边也是讲到神的声音。
Here it talks about the voice of God.
所以神的声音必须要先被听见。
That's why the voice of God has to be heard.
这就是我们弟兄姐妹我们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
那些凡属于主的羊，他们需要听见神的声音。
The sheep that belongs to him needs to hear his voice.
不然的话, 他们没有办法听到那牧人在呼喊。
Otherwise, you cannot hear the shepherd calling him.
所以第一个说我的声音。
And so it says, my voice, my voice.
所以我的声音,神他认得。
So the sheep recognize the voice.
第二个是,主说我的生命。
Second, the Lord talks about his life.
他说,我们可以看一下,回到约翰福音第十章。
We can see in verse chapter 10 of John.
他说,我将命舍去,好再取回来。
He said, I lay down my life and I pick it up again.
所以他是为这羊舍命的。
So he is the one who laid down his life for the sheep.
他是好牧人,好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
他命是自己舍去的。
And he is the one who laid down his life.
他不是因着宗教被迫害而他被钉在十字架上。
It's not because he was persecuted and he was crucified. He is willing to give his life to us. This life is eternal life. And all those who believe in him can receive this eternal life. This life is in him, it is the light of man.
我们记得我们有一次也提到，就是在约翰福音里面讲到，我就是生命的粮，这是主耶稣所说的。And
remember, we also talked about that He is the bread of life, and this is what Jesus said.
甚至他说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。He
also said that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
所以因着他的名，我们可以得。
And through his life we can get through him we can get this life.
几年前, 有一位从上海来的医生,
a couple of years ago a doctor from Shanghai.
他是来美国, 就是来医院这边, 来参观,
he came to the United States to visit the hospitals.
他是眼科医生,
he is an ophthalmologist.
他从南边开始，他去以前他去过的学校在 New Orleans那边读书的，所以他先去那个学校开始。He
first went to the south, started from the south. He went to New Orleans where he used to go to school.
然后第二站他去 德州的 Houston.
Then he went to Texas, Houston.
那刚好是我岳父，他也是医生，他就招待这位上海的医生。
My father-in-law is also a doctor, so he he's hosted this doctor.
然后他离开了Houston，才知道说他第三站是 Kansas City.
Then he left Houston, and then his third stop was here in Kansas City.
所以我岳父就先打了电话给我，就说有一位这样的医生，所以你来了以后，你可不可以招待他一下？
So my father-in-law called me and told me about this doctor and asked if I can receive this doctor.
我说可以，我很愿意去招待这位眼科的医生。So
I said sure, I am willing to do that.
所以他前几天他都在医院里面，就是好像观摩学习。And
the previous couple of days he was observing in the hospital.
到了周末的时候，我就跟他打个电话，我说可不可以去接他出来走走。And
during the weekend, I called him and asked if I can pick him up and show him around.
哦，他说他很愿意。So
he said he was willing.
然后礼拜六他指定我说10点半可以到他家住的地方。So
he said Saturday he can 10:30 in the morning he can come to come to where he lives.
时间到了，我就到他门口，他住的地方门口敲门。So
when the time came, I went there and knocked at his door.
哇，这是一个很大的房子。It
was a very big house.
因为他住在另外一个眼科医生家。Because
he was living in another ophthalmologist's house.
我想就是带他出来走就好了。And
He said just to take him to show him around this farm.
没有想到他说，哎，你进来坐啊。
But instead, he said, "Come on in." And
那我说，哎，可以啊，我就进来。就他说，他再加一句说，哎，我住的这家主人都不在。
And he said the owner of this house is not here.
我说不在的话不大好吧。
He said, well, maybe it's not right for me to be there.
我们可以去外面走。
We can go out.
他说没关系，没关系，我带你，你进来。
He said, not a problem, come on in.
他就像一个主人一样。
So he acted like he was the host.
叫我坐哪里，然后甚至带我去参观房子。
So he showed me around the house.
当然是房间各方面都很大，我觉得我是像去一个那个shopping mall一样。
The rooms are very big. It's like a shopping mall.
我可以看到二楼就是房间一间一间在那里。
And I can see on the second floor all the rooms.
他带我到各处去看。
He showed me around.
甚至到餐厅跟我讲说，哇，这四个屏风啊，春夏秋冬是他们到。 中国去买，多贵多贵都跟我讲。And
so he tells me about all the furniture and the dining room.
我就很纳闷，我就觉得奇怪，怎么他不是主人，怎么好像他 act like a master 啊，他的动作就像主人一样。He
acted like he was the master.
他的年纪是应该可以做我的父亲的年纪了。He
his age is such that he can be a father.
他将近70岁那时候。He's
almost 70.
看完了以后，他就说，他当初他在纽奥良读书的时候，他读完书有一个选择。When he
said that when he first went to school in New Orleans after he graduated, he has a choice.
回去中国呢，还是留在美国
？He could either go back to China or stay in the United States.
他说他选择回去
，and he chose to return to China.
结果他说他在这几年的当中，就是很多年当中，他觉得好像有点感慨。During
these years, he has some regrets.
因为经过这许多的运动以后，他也下放到甘肃省。
And during the revolution, he was sent elsewhere.
那现在就是已经就回来了，又回到医院，又可以做医生。Now
he has returned to the hospital and can be a doctor again.
他说他的年纪也是快退休了。And
he's at the age where he can retire.
他看着这么大的房子，好像很感慨。And
when he saw this big house, he has some feelings about it.
然后他也讲了，就是很可惜的，就是他眼科医生，但是他们家都太忙了，没有办法照顾孩子，所以这个他们一个儿子发烧过久，所以耳朵有点听不见。He
said it is too bad that even though this the owner of the house is a doctor, they were so busy that they couldn't take care of the family, and his son had fever and had ear problem.
我是不认得这一家。I
didn't know them.
所以我就是一直听他讲。So
I can only listen to him.
然后他就说好，我们现在可以出去。So
he said, now we can go out.
然后要去哪里？他说他要去 mall.
He said, where do you want to go? And he said he wants to go to the mall.
我们走到下午大概四五点，我们说要不要吃个晚餐？And
we were, it was four. We went around for until four o'clock in the afternoon. I said, do you want to have dinner?
然后他说 ，No， 我还不饿，我们再走。
He said, I'm not hungry yet. Let's continue to go.
后来我们终于到了七八点，我们用完晚餐。
And then until 7 or 8, we had dinner.
我说我可以送你回去吧。
I said, I can take you home.
他说他还不累。
He said, he wasn't tired.
他说你家住在哪里？我去你家。
He said, where do you live? I'll go to your house.
我那时候还住在 Gladstone.
And at that time I lived in Gladstone.
我说好，我就带你去。
So I said, okay, I'll take you there.
因为那天我整天都是听他在讲话。
So the whole day all I did was listen to him talk.
我几乎没有一个机会可以讲话。
I didn't have the opportunity to talk.
所以那天我就带他到我们家。
And I took him to my house that day.
进了家门，我就打开灯。
And once we're in the house, I turn on the light.
他说, 诶, 你在桌上摆了些什么书啊?
He said, oh, what kind of books do you have on your table?
我那时候摆的是桌上是一些好像有关于圣经的一些书。
And those books are about the Bible.
我说这里面讲了有关于主耶稣的事情。
And I told him that these books talk about the things of Jesus Christ.
我说你有没有听过?
I said, have you heard?
他说没有。
He said no.
哇，大概是我的机会了。
So I thought, oh, here comes my opportunity.
但是千头万绪又不晓得从哪边开始。
But I didn't know where to start.
我说你等一下，我去拿我的圣经来。
He said, wait a minute, I'm gonna go get my Bible.
我在拿的途中，我就求主给我一句话。
So I asked the Lord, and the Lord gave me some words.
神就是给我约翰福音第十章这几段的经文。
And the Lord gave me the words in John chapter 10.
特别是第十节里面的后半段。
Especially the second half of verse 10.
我来了是要叫羊得生命。
I have come that they may have life.
并且得得更丰盛。
And have it to the full.
那我觉得已经很晚九点了。 也没有多少时间再跟他谈，我就直接问他，就那你要不要相信？
And I thought, well, it's already 10 o'clock, it's kind of late, and I didn't have too much time, so I asked him, do you want to believe?
你也可以得生命。
You can also have life.
得这永远的生命。
And have this eternal life.
而且得得更丰盛。
And have it more abundantly.
哦，结果他说他愿意。
But he said, yes, I want to.
哇，那时候我吓一跳。
I was amazed.
我觉得他是我父亲的年纪，而且他那天已经讲了一整天话，他全部就是话题都是他来控制的。He's
about the age of my father, and that day he was controlling the conversation.
我才没有讲十分钟。I
didn't speak for about 10 minutes.
他说他愿意接受。And
he said he was willing to accept.
我一直相信神已经借着其他人应该已经跟他说过了。
I believe that the Lord, through other people, has already told him about this.
绝对不是我三言两语，就是那天晚上把他说服了。Definitely
it's not because I just spoke to him for about 10 minutes.
因为他是属于神的羊。Because
he is a sheep that belongs to the Lord.
他可以听到神的声音。He
can hear the voice of God.
他也愿意得着永远的生命。And
that's why he's willing to have eternal life.
下一步我就说，那我们一起祷告吧。
So the next I said, let us pray together.
他说祷告是什么?
He said, what is praying?
我说祷告是可以跟这个神说话。
I said, this prayer is to speak to God.
那我们就是你可以低着头，或者是我们就跟我一句一句讲好了。
And you can bow your head and you can follow me.
他一句一句跟我讲。
And he followed every sentence that I
可是我不敢想象是如此的。
And so it was not how I imagined.
因为我是觉得他是，就是不管你说话还是讲什么，他愿意他自己来控制，不愿意照着别人的方式。I
thought he was the kind of person who wants to control everything.
但是他却一句一句跟我讲。But
he followed my prayer.
我真的觉得是他是神的羊。So
I really think that he is the sheep of the Lord.
我们讲完话已经九点半。And
after we finished, it was about 9:30.
然后他又回到自己，他就说：“我累了，我要回去，载我回去吧。”And
he said, "I'm tired now. Please take me home."
我说：“等一等啊，这样好，我送你一本圣经。”I
said, "Wait a minute. Now let me give you a Bible."
在那时候他说：“啊，我带圣经回去不方便。”He
said, "It is It's not convenient for him to take the Bible home."
但是他说我回去我会找一本。He
said, after I get home, I will try to find one.
我说那你回去有没有地方聚会呢?
I said, after you go home, do you have a place to worship?
他说我知道。He
said, I know.
我自己会去找。He
said, I will go find one.
哇，我是觉得说实在是奇妙。And
I thought that was wonderful.
他是属于神的羊的时候, 他可以听到神的声音。
If he is the sheep of the Lord, he can hear the voice of God.
经过这么许多的年日,
and through all these years, Maybe when he was in the United States, when going to school, he heard about
the Lord.
And then after he went home, there was a lot of things in his heart.
And
he came back and maybe he thought if he had stayed, he could live in a house that big. And so it was seems like the life of man is just a sigh.
他已经快70了,
he's almost 70. He cannot restart his life.
但是有一个机会,
but there is one opportunity. He can have this eternal life. And have it abundantly. He is willing to accept this good shepherd because he heard the voice of his Lord. Not that he heard my voice, but heard the voice of Jesus Christ. And this is the grace, gospel is the greatness of God. And it's the wisdom of God. I know this doctor is very smart. And he was very well versed in culture and in economics. And history. And I learned a lot from him. I believe he has a part in the kingdom of God. Let us return to the Gospel of John. Let's look at chapter 10, verse 28. And I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. This powerful set of hands are the hands that brought the Israelites out of Egypt. And this set of hands are the hands that protected us. And these hands are the hands that supported us.
他的手一张开, 使有生气的都随愿保住。
And as his hands opened up, all those that in need have abundance.
他这双手也是铺张诸天, 而且一呼召都使, 啊, 他立住。
And these hands are hands that call from the heavens and allow them to stand up. And his hands is should cast a shadow over us. And this hands are also the hands of a potter. All we are a clay. And we are all works of his hand. It's like the message from last Sunday. We are the masterpiece in his hand. He is trying to mold us. He knows our situations. He knows our needs. So his hands works on us. And these hands are also the hands that Thomas doubted. He gave us his life. One of the disciples did not believe.
他说,除非我的手去探他的钉痕的手,我才相信。
He said, unless I put my finger in his hands, then I will believe.
但是这钉痕的手却当摆在多马的面前的时候,他却折服了。
But when this the pierced hands are in front of him, he believed.
他说, 我不必摸,
He said, I don't need to touch him.
他说, 我的主, 我的神。
He said, my Lord, my God.
今天这双钉痕的手也要扶持我。
And today, this pierced hands is going to
support us,
to lead us.
也是要供应我。
It's to provide for us.
最后我们看一段经文。
Finally, let us look at one passage.
这是29节。 十章二十九节，约翰福音十章二十九节。
John chapter 10 verse 29.
他说：“我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。”My
Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
我们再把三十节看一下，我与父原为一。And
verse 30, I and the Father are one.
这边特别提到我的父。
Here especially mentioned the Father.
你会不会觉得奇怪，怎么会讲到他的羊的时候会提到他的父？
Why is it that when he mentioned his sheep, he also mentioned the Father?
这边实在是提到他就是那位神。
Here it especially talks about he is the God.
好牧人是一个人。
The good shepherd is a person.
但我与父原为一，也是显出他是那神。
And I and the Father are one shows that He is God.
他说，耶和华对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，像在诗篇第二章第七节所说的。
And in Psalm it says that you are my son. Today I have become your father.
甚至在以赛亚书第九章六节，他说有婴孩为我们而生，还记得这句话吗？有一子赐给我们。 政权必担当在他的肩头上。
Do you remember in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 it says for to us a child is born to us a son is given and the government will be on his shoulders.
他名称为奇妙测试全能的神，接下来他怎么说？永在的父，和平的君。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
他原与父合为一,
and he and the Father are one.
所以他说, 我父做事直到如今, 我也做事。
And he said, the Father works to this very day, and I too am working.
所以我父在他来讲, 就是说, 我父差我来的, 我是做他的工。
So my Father sent me, and I does his work.
甚至他一个门徒说, 一个腓力说, 如果
Jesus' disciple Philip said to him, if you show me the Father, I will be satisfied.
但是主耶稣跟他说,
but Jesus told him, when people saw me, he saw the Father.
到了罗马书,
in Romans, Paul told us that we receive the spirit of sonship. And so we call him, we cry out to him, Abba Father.
所以今天我们说, 主耶稣说, 我认识我的羊。
So today Jesus said, I know the sheep, my sheep.
我的声音今天还是在呼召。
And my voice are calling today.
我要把我永远的生命给他。
I will give him my eternal life.
谁也没有办法从我的手中把他夺取。
No one can snatch that away from me.
所以我们在困难、在难处的时候，好像敌人要胜过我们，但是我们知道他的手在我们身上。In
suffering, it seems like the enemy will overcome us, but nobody can snatch that away from us.
不止他的手，还有父的手也在。Not
only the Lord's hand, but also the hands of the Father.
所以他实在是我们的好牧人。So
he is our good shepherd.
而且 有一天他要来，他是要成为我们的大牧人。
And one day he will come and become a great shepherd.
甚至他说他会做人那牧长显现的时候，也是那时候我们要得那不摧残的冠冕的时候。
And he will come again and give us the unperishable crown.
他来的时候是一个牧长。
And he is the leader of chief shepherd.
感谢主，他把我们放在 他的国度里面,
praise the Lord that He puts us in His kingdom.
我们可以听到他的声音,
that we can hear His voice. Today we have his life. And we believe that his hands and his, and the Father's hands are supporting us. And we, he is the greatest. We follow him. And we hear his voice. Let us bow and pray.
天父，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你把那好牧人赐给我们。
We thank you that you give us the good shepherd.
好牧人今天也是说，我的声音在这边呼喊。
And your voice is calling us today.
凡我们属于你的，我们愿意听到主你自己的声音。
Those that belong to you can hear your voice.
主耶稣也说，我要把我的生命赐给你。
You said you want to give us your life.
你要得到这永远的生命。
And give us this eternal life.
凡信我的必能得到这永远的生命。
Those that believe will receive this eternal life.
谁也没有办法从我的手中把它夺去。
No one can snatch it from your hands.
主，谢谢主你自己天天的眷顾扶持我们。
Lord, we thank you that you protect us every day.
也是你用你的手印来遮蔽我们。
And that you cover us with the shadow of your hand.
我们软弱的时候，也是你这手在扶持我们。
When we are weak, it is your hand that supported us.
这钉痕的手实在是带领我们走一生道路的。
This pierced hand is the one that leads us every day in our life.
主，我们更是得到激励的是，主，这也是父的手。
And this is also the Father's hand.
主，我们不在这地上失去盼望。
And in this world, we lose hope.
因为你的慈爱实在是追随着我们。
But your love follows us every day.
你带我们到那青草地上。
You lead us into the green pastures.
领我们到可安歇的水边。
Lead us beside quiet waters.
经过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall not worry. And you set up the tables before our enemies. And our cup runneth over. And we can all say that we can live in your in your temple every day of our life.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.